CITR's Audio Text presents a night of spoken word featuring R.C. Wislowski.
Just Google yourself to find you are about 3,833,000 kaleidoscopic diamonds in a worldwide net of gems.
Daniel Mark Patterson.
Your soul, sicken, sear, scorch, sizzle, and fizzle as madcap manic metaphors mortify and mold and melt your mind.
You're listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Just a little bit of Scatterheart in the background. They're going to be having a show coming up on December 3rd at Venue. They're going to be playing with a band called called Sweetheart. So Sweetheart and Scatterheart, go check them out at Venue on December 3rd. That'll play a little bit of that for ya. So, welcome. My name is JC Peters. Thanks for listening to another episode of Audio Text here on CITR. In case you weren't already aware, we are in the middle of our funding drive. We're ending on Thursday, and we've already raised almost $16,000, so we're really excited about the work that we've been doing so far, and I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's been supporting the station. Last week we had our Audio Text Poetry Night at St. Augustine's. A few of you, I think, showed up, and I had some awesome poets who were doing their thing in support of Audio Text and CITR, and the show was great. It went over really well, and we made a whole $181 Canadian dollars and four American dollars as well. So thank you so much to everyone who donated, including some of the poets who were there who didn't have to pay. They were already donating their time and their presence and their support, and they donated anyway. So thank you so much to everyone who was involved. And if you want to hear, well, I'll be playing some of the pieces that they did at the show in future shows, but if you want to hear the feature on that and you missed last week's show, you can always download it at citr.ca and jcpeters.ca, where you can get the podcasts of the Audio Text show. I also have a Facebook group, and I mail out the podcast every week, so if you're interested in that, just find me on Facebook, and we'll be friends, and we'll figure it out. So, that being said, we have just a couple more days left in the funding drive. CITR's goal this year is $24,000. We're really getting there. You guys are really helping out. And it's going to be just that last, you know, $10, $20 that puts us over the edge. So if you can donate any money at all, it would be really awesome. I'd be really happy to have your support. Let's keep the radio station running. You know, this is a station that plays new music, music that doesn't get played on mainstream radio, poetry. As you know, this is one of the few poetry shows in Vancouver. There's also Wax Poetic on Co-op Radio, but, you know, two of these shows on community radio isn't that much, so we have to support our local artists and support each other. So, you know, even if it's just $5, I know a lot of you who are listening are artists too, and you don't have a lot of money, but if you do listen to the show, we'd really, really appreciate your support. So if you'd like to donate, you know, just a little bit or a lot would be absolutely awesome. The more you donate, the more swag you get. You can get hoodies and umbrellas and Friends of CITR cards that get you that get you discounts all over the city at all kinds of cool indie places. So you can really up your cred if you donate, you know, $30, which is all it takes to get a Friends of CITR card. And if you wanted to donate $101.9, you would also get a t-shirt. So that would be really awesome. And you can also get 15 seconds on air, which is pretty sweet. So if you want your 15 seconds of fame, inflation, they've reduced it from 15 minutes. But, you know, you can donate that, and we'd be really happy to have you help us out. So please do call during this show. If you call during the show, well, I'll know that you're supporting me, specifically that you like my show. So I'd be really happy if you did that. Please do call 604-822-8648 or UBC Unit and donate whatever you can. I'd be so happy to know that you've been supporting. You can also donate online. We're really happy to get online donations as well at citr.ca/donate. So please do give what you can. Keep the radio station running. Keep Audio Text in business. And thank you so much to everyone who's already donated. So all that being said, we'll move on to the show. I must say that, you know, with this kind of donate, save audio text kind of thing, I love doing the show. I have such a great time doing it. And part of the reason for it is because it gives me an excuse to keep going to all of these spoken word events. Because I say, well, I have to go. You know, it's work. I'm recording it. Which, of course, I love them. But I get to have a lot of fun with the sound, too. So today and yesterday, I've been working on a haiku deathmatch montage. So there was a haiku deathmatch a couple of Mondays ago at Café du Soleil, where poets faced off against each other for haiku glory, and if you lost, you would have to kill yourself on stage or be killed by a samurai with a massive sword. It was all quite exciting, and there were some great haikus that were there as well. And so I've made the first in a series, I think, of haiku montages, because I can get these, you know, 5 to 7 minute bits of just the best of that part of the show. And so that's what I'm going to be playing for you first. And I also got to keep in some of the cool sounds that you get when you're listening to a crowd responding. So I've got, you know, some laughter and some audience response and stuff like that. So I hope that you enjoy this little piece of sound art slash poetry. And I'll just tell you who is involved in this haiku montage. I want to make sure everybody gets their due, all the poets who were involved. These poets include Martin Lunatech, who's also known as Unpolished, but I think he was just Martin at this night. Yehuda Fisher, Shannon Rain, Duncan Shields, Johnny McRae, Chris Gilpin, who was going as Salaryman this evening, Kyle Mallinson. The Svelte misspelt was there, but he was representing the Drunken Haiku Ninjas. So this was a group of people who got together before the slam and did haiku drinking games. So he was reading what they had created through their Drunken Haiku Ninja stuff. Okay, so also Steve Miller, Daniel Mark Patterson, Daniel Wood, and R.C. Wislowski. And this is a PG-rated montage, so please do be aware of that. And so that's what's going to be coming up right away. Thanks for listening.
Haiku!
Maybe Snow White meant to keep
was sleeping. Is Prince Charming just a nickname? Funhouse. Red Engine. Strange names that men have given to my vagina.
Pharmaceutical companies know cancer is a growth industry.
Smoking hurts babies. But it's okay. Cigarettes make you impotent.
What I learned on summer vacation. It's hard to fuck in a hammock.
Stephen Harper's son shakes hands with the devil before school each morning.
You break my heart, love, every day, because my dad would have liked you.
Checking the email. Porn spam, Chinese spam, penis. What if this one works? Morning train BO. My hard drive crashed yet again. Salaryman blues.
Silks, gravel voices, velvet ruffles, what drag queens are made of. Cheesy love haiku. Flowers on windowsill droop, same way my heart does.
Me while touching you, watching me, your computer. Internet sock fucker breeds new STI. Athlete's foot.
The edge of madness is lined with velvet. That's why so many fall.
your hand reflects the light of the lamp, shaking when you laugh. If I fall silent, forgive me. The thought of you is at the door again.
Join us Friday, November 27th for our Fun Drive finale, celebrating our donors, volunteers, and programmers with one big party. Join us at the Wise Hall at Adanac in Victoria for Nardwar and the Evaporators, White Lun, Mount Career, Improv and Sketch Comedy by Pump Trolley Comedy, plus Spoken Word and CITR Trivia. Bid on silent auction items and win prizes. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the show begins at 9. It's all ages, with bar service for those 19 and older.
So, in that haiku deathmatch montage, there was a little joke about C.R. Avery, who you may or may not already know. He's somewhat famous within the East Vancouver poetry scene, and he's somewhat famous internationally as well. So, I thought I would play a piece from him. He was a poet of honor at the CFSW Canadian Festival of Spoken Word last weekend at in Victoria. So, I'm going to play a piece from him that he did there.
My mother has nightmares. Even as a kid, from the other end of the house, I could hear weeping in her sleep, like she's being haunted. So I prepared my prayers. I signed the documents to make them official. Call a postmodern Joni Mitchell. But what can you really do when your city subway track runs through the sky? My mother had a grand piano. She taught neighboring kids how to read music chapter by chapter. She played at church, at Christmas, at weddings, and when she was drinking wine with her French friend Chantal, who just moved to our small Ontario town with her two kids from the outskirts of Montreal. Chantal was screwing our next door neighbor, who's been divorced now for over a year with two kids of his own. Kevin Bacon's Footloose, Madonna's Material Girl, were considered risque. Airwolf and Dallas were hit shows of the day. What can you do when an abandoned train track overrun by reeds and rust runs through your backyard? But it broke my 9-year-old free will when the local tough guy from my public school showed up at the front door looking for piano lessons from my mother. My first thought, as I turned down the TV to overhear the conversation, was that Benny wants to play in a rock and roll band. But like the innkeeper in us all, my mother says, "I'm sorry, I'm all booked up." But the fucking tough guy, he didn't raise his voice, very gentlemanlike. He said, "Ma'am, what if I came back in a few months?" She said, "I'm sorry," and closed the door. I just thought those fists that could pound a jar to the sidewalk needed a chance to touch the ivory keys. And maybe I'd be changing my tune real fast when I got older, and it was my job. He was breaking when liquored up on his dad's hidden stash they stole from the glove box. But then again, maybe he met up with less likely to do so if his hands were skilled in the art of power chords. He played under Skinner and Motley Crue. What can you fucking do when even limousines are pimped out to look like pickup trucks? In my mother's old days, she has built a fort in the Anglican church. She's built a campfire on the altar and a slingshot out of a crucifix. I think she's even stayed in the stained glass fort overnight, conducting the crickets like a choir trying to fend off her bad dreams. In town, living selling road maps for the lost children of the revolution, whose will's been shattered like shard glass under their feet. My mother was cut open from my birth. She has the scars to prove it, and new shoes for my sister. I don't remember last night's dream, but my whole life I've craved adventure. But tonight, fueled on chain smoking and shots of Jaeger, I pray for my mother's nightmares to stop. For if and when they do, world peace will kiss the belly of the church, and heaven will finally learn to sing the blues. I hear the sky train fly through the rain. In this ghost town, we're all haunted by buried alive love and open casket loneliness. What is there to do but open for business? Piano lessons for tough guys, a loose woman in Montreal. I need one student to make it official, called postmodern Joni Mitchell. But the meaning of that, only my mother would understand. Probably just wants to play in a rock and roll band.
That was C.R. Avery. So these are some of the great poets that we can support right here on Audio Text. You know, I'm here to support you and you're here to support me, and we all want to support local artists, especially poets, because, you know, they make very little money. Poets are the least paid profession, I think, in the universe. Even mimes make more money, as they say, and they don't have anything to say. So we really do want to keep supporting these people. So your donations are so appreciated. We really want to keep this radio show on the air. We really want to keep CITR running and getting better all the time so that we can serve you better. This is community radio. It's your radio. It's what you want to listen to. You know, and it's not something that you ever have to pay for. And we don't even have advertisements, you know, except for things going on with UBC and CITR itself. So it's a great station. It's a really good thing to support. We're already doing great. And thank you so much to everyone who's been involved. And so let's just, you know, finish it up, get up to that goal with just that last $10, $20, $30, maybe $60. So whatever you can donate, please do at citr.ca/donate or 604-822-8648. Call that number right now. Give us your money. We're happy to have it. Thank you so much. All right, so I'm going to finish off with just a couple of short pieces. They're one-minute poems from finals night at the Poetry Slam a little while ago. I thought I would keep on this theme of shorter pieces just for fun and joy. So here's Zacchaeus Jackson.
First and foremost, I'd like to take this opportunity to boast about how much I absolutely love the rhythm.
Democracy Now!
Amy Goodman is coming to Vancouver on November 25th. Come to an exclusive talk with the award-winning journalist and executive producer of Democracy Now!, heard on over 500 radio stations across North America and one of the most popular podcasts on the web today. Vancouver's Co-op Radio, CITR, and CJSF present Amy Goodman in the Alice McKay Room at Vancouver Public Library, 350 West Georgia Street at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November 25th. In celebration of the 13th anniversary of Democracy Now! And the launch of her new book, Breaking the Sound Barrier, copies will be for sale, and Amy Goodman will be available to sign your books. Tickets to this event are $12 in advance and $15 at the door. They're available at Banyan Books and Sound, Spartacus Books, Co-op Books, Sophia Books, Zulu Records, and Red Cap Records. For more information, go to tour.democracynow.org. That's Amy Goodman at the Downtown Library, Wednesday, November 25th at 7 p.m. Be there.
And in my rush to ask you for money, I totally forgot to give the listings for today. Listings are a really important part of the show. It's good to know what's going on in the city and how you can physically go and support the local artists around town. It's one of the reasons I think people listen to the show, I would think, other than my, you know, honey voice or whatever it is. So I'm going to just let you guys know about a few things that are going on. One, very close to my heart, because I'm going to be there performing. The Battered Women's Support Services Society is going to be putting on a Night of Poetry. that is acknowledging the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. So this is going to be an event happening at my sister's closet on Commercial Drive. It's 1029 Commercial Drive. So it's just going to be local poets sharing their thoughts and considerations about violence against women that are hoping to inspire our courage and determination for change. So I think it's a really important event. Sonia Littlejohn, who was also supporting the audio text poetry night last week, is also going to be there performing. She's a lovely poet, and it's a really important thing to support. So I'm hoping to see some of your shining faces there. That's tonight at 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. That's Wednesday, November 25th at 1029 Commercial Drive, my sister's closet. So please do come to that. Also going on in the world, tomorrow night, Thursday, November 26th at 7 p.m., there's going to be another Robson reading series. So the readings are going to be by Toronto poet Sonia Greckel and Gibsons-based novelist Rebecca Hendry. So there's going to be more information about that at www.robsonreadingseries.ubc.ca. So please do go and check that. It's free admission. So that's at UBC Robson Square at 800 Robson. So that's another good thing to check out at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 26th. Also happening on Thursday, Adria Vasil is going to be presenting her new book, Ecoholic Home, The Greenest, Cleanest, and Most Energy-Efficient Information Under One Roof. That's, I guess, the sequel to her first book, Ecoholic, which was a really good book full of advice for how to make your life a little bit greener. That's going to be a free event as well. That's at the Vancouver Public Library at the Alice McKay Room, 350 West Georgia. So another good thing to check out on Thursday night, November 26th. Another thing going on Thursday, November 26th, it's always good to try to be at three places at once. Charles Demare is going to be reading. It's Arsenal Pulp Press and Insomniac Press presenting a launch party for his book, Prescription Error and Vancouver Special, with short readings and refreshments. And that's free admission as well at the Rhizome Cafe, 317 East Broadway. So maybe a little more drinking at that one than the other one. So make your choice accordingly. Happening on Friday, Negotiating the Social Bond of Poetics is a literary event happening at 8 p.m. November 27th, Friday. It's going to be readings. The reading is at 8 p.m. There's a workshop at 2:30 p.m. with poet David Marriott on the negotiating the social bond of poetics. So if you'd like more information about that, www.kswnet.org. Tickets are going to be $3 to $15 on a sliding scale, and that's at the W2 Perel Gallery, 112 West Hastings. So a little more intellectual information there as well. Okay, November 28th. Here's another event that I'm involved in, so I should really be promoting it on this show. November 28th is Saturday. Spoken Word Alt Country Prog Opera Rock Fantasy Group Sweater Vest are remounting their classic bubblegum ballet, The Soft Pretzel, on Saturday, November 28th at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive and 5th Avenue. Showtime is at 9 p.m., doors at 8 o'clock, $8 regular admission, $5 if you wear a sweater vest. So Sweater Vest is R.C. Wislowski as Chipotle Incognita, Martin Van Steinberg as Heisenberg Incognita, and Fernando Reguero is their Filipino manservant, Rutger Overies. So this is a remounting of the original ballet done in 1975, and the show is broken down into two parts. So the first half is a concert by Sweater Vest, the band, and the second half, which is the part that I'm involved in, I'm dancing in the ballet. It's going to be on top of freshly chewed bubblegum that the audience will have chewed. So if you'd like to see me dancing on your freshly chewed bubblegum, please do show up to Café du Soleil on November 28th, Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. wearing a sweater vest. And the last thing as well that I'm going to mention is that on Monday there's another Vancouver Poetry Slam. It's a regular slam and it's going to be featuring Jen G. So those are some of the events that you can go check out here in Vancouver. So go ahead and support your local artists, and thanks for being around for all that. And that brings us to the end of our show at long last. It seems like an extremely short show. So thanks so much for listening. Please do continue to support the station. Donate to citr.ca/donate, whatever you've got in your pockets. I'm going to leave you with a little bit more Scatterheart just to end off the show. So thanks again for listening to Audio Text here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is JC Peters, and I'll see you next week. You
are the one. You shine like the sun. You're beautiful, beautiful. It seems to me that everyone should see you're beautiful, beautiful. Even when you're sad, especially when you're mad, you're beautiful, beautiful. How do I know I see until you sell your beauty? When will they know? When will it show? Oh, when will they know? Hides and she never lies. She's beautiful, beautiful. She knows who you are. She shines like a star. She's beautiful, beautiful. Just be yourself and nobody else. You're beautiful, beautiful. Don't be ashamed and don't be afraid. You're beautiful, beautiful. When will they know? When will it show? When will they know?
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that was the end of Julie's show. And we are now venturing into my show. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B. And it is just after 6:30, and I am here with you all every second Wednesday until 8. So 6:30 till 8. And this is the Canadian Music Show. Well, I guess there's another one, maybe another two or so. But anyways, this is my Canadian Music Show, one of the few here at CITR. And I'm excited because I am here for the second last day of